Hi, my name is Andrew Levine of the Mi'kmaq Way Mawiyomi Secretariat, and today we have more updates regarding the Meskigook Chosin Wind Farm project from Terry Lynn Morrison, the project director of Meskigook Chosin. So, welcome Terry Lynn, and a happy belated Mother's Day to you, and of course to all the mums listening out there as well. Wish you a belated happy Mother's Day. Hope it was a great one. So we have lots to share today. Lots of updates, I'm sure, as construction will soon begin. So can you share some updates with us, Terry Lynn, on what's happening out on the site?
Yep, so we're back at it. This is the second year of construction for Meskigook Chosin and also the final year. So as you guys may or may not know, we are going into commercial operation December 1st of this year. What's happening right now on the site is that they are starting mobilization, installing some more trailers. We have Senvion, who's going to be coming in. They're our turbine, the maker of it, the turbine manufacturer. So they're going to be setting up their offices and their storage containers right now. So that's happening. Getting a little bit of machinery going up there. Some of the cranes may be rolling in. And then a lot of the other work that's happening right now is directly in and around the substation. Mm-hmm. So they're going to start some building some new roads. There's about 8 kilometers of new roads that need to be built to do a shortcut to the substation. Also, it's basically pulling a lot of cables, installing specialized equipment that comes in, and then they're going to start building the fence that's going to go around the substation because you know it's very, very high voltage. This is where the electricity from the wind farm is going to be all collected and then transformed into whatever kilovolt it is. I'm not exactly sure at this point, but and then going on to the Hydro-Québec grid. So very dangerous, high voltage area. So a fence, of course, is completely necessary for the safety of people up there, animals and whatnot. So that fence is going to be starting to go up very soon also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this sounds like there's a lot of activity already happening around the site area. So how many workers are up working at the site currently?
Right now, there's a total of 27 that are working for the general contractor, Boria. There are a few that are working for subcontractors. So out of that 27, we have 9 Mi'kmaq people who have been called back to work or have been put out there for the first time this year. The real exciting stuff is going to be happening more towards the beginning of June, mid-June, when the towers start rolling in, though. That's where we're going to see a lot more people, our iron workers, millwrights, who are going to be up there erecting the towers. Mm-hmm. And the only thing about the turbine delivery is that it can't happen until after the thaw period ends. So we're looking only after May 29th. And then once the delivery of those turbines start, there'll be a steady stream and a ramp up of our manpower up there.
Okay. So right now you have 27 working up there. Come June, July, how many will be working in the area? Like, how many do you expect total workers?
Well, of course, on construction, we have best guesses and estimates. You never know for sure. There's things that change in the day, whether it's rainy out or not. I mean, you get delayed. At the peak for the whole project for this season, I think we're looking somewhere around 148 employees total.
Wow.
That's not including the building of our operations and maintenance building. That's going to be something that's separate, not a part of the projected manpower that we have this year.
Okay.
Again, a lot of the civil work is done. We completed all the road constructions last year. This year, we have 46% of the collector network completed, so we have to finish installing about 35 kilometers of collector system, and that'll be it for heavy equipment operator type of work. But we'll be looking at iron workers, millwrights, laborers, carpenters, mm-hmm. All to be involved in the construction. Of course, there's other trades too, but just off the top of my head, that's the big items for this year.
Right. So if I'm listening at home, I'm interested perhaps working in the area, what would they need to know or go about the steps if they haven't yet already come forward?
Yeah, so if you didn't reach out to us yet and you are interested in working on the wind farm, you need at least to have your ASP safety construction card. And that course was given for the past 3 years in the two communities of Listigouche and Gaskabegiak. So if you didn't get the card by now, unfortunately, there will be no other training offered through Meskigook Chosin for that. Maybe with your local training centers, I'm not sure, but That is the bare minimum. So if you have that, what you need to do is come in. There's an employee registration form that you can pick up either at the MMS office at the reception or in Geskabegiak at the band council with Amanda Crozier. And you fill all that out, and then Amanda is the liaison agent, so you speak to her and tell her what it is that you've your experience, and we'll figure out from there what type of trades that you should be flagged at. You could, you don't necessarily have to just be one thing. You could say that I'm interested in a number of things, flagging, laborer, you know, that type of thing, and we can put you down. So as anything, if anything does become available, we do our best to, of course, integrate Mi'kmaq workers. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And if someone has already gave you the information, if they should always keep their contact information updated?
For sure. I've said it before. We'll say it again. If you change your phone number, if mm-hmm. you get a new address or something, like when calls go out for people to go to work, they make the call, they leave a message. You know, construction is by the hour, right? It's not like we can plan right. and foresee things. We make the calls, and typically you'll start work on Monday. You'll get a call on Thursday. So you have a small window to be reachable. So if you change your phone number, it's very important that you contact Amanda, 418-759-3441, and update your employee files as much as you need to. It's fine. We don't mind. As long as we have your updated information, that's great.
Mm-hmm. You'll be sharing some more updates in the next coming weeks, but can you give us a quick little snapshot of what will be expected in the coming months?
Well, like I said, this is the year that the towers are going up. Mm-hmm. So last year was all of the foundations and roads that were built. So when you go on the site, you saw changes in terms of the lay of the land and whatnot. But this year, we're actually going to have our towers up, so they're 100 meter towers, mm-hmm. and the diameter is 114 meters, so they're humongous. It's incredible to when you see them. You know, we can see them from a distance in our communities from Carleton, right. and those are way like probably 30 kilometers out in the woods. So imagine the enormity of them when you're on the ground in front of them. Mm-hmm. So it's something to see. We're looking forward to, of course, after construction is done, we'll be having a lookout point actually up on the wind farm where community members will be able to go and have like the best views of the wind farm, wow. take pictures. We're going to call it Eskomanak, which means the lookout point in Eskimanak, okay. a Mi'kmaq word, anyways, yeah. a place name.
Right.
So, but in 2016, during construction, of course, we asked that people sort of stay off the site because during working hours in the evenings, on the weekends, if you're taking a drive in the woods, you're free to see it. But, definitely in 2017, we're going to have a lot of, bringing tours, elders, schools, whatever it is. I mean, even if your office wants a visit on a health day, then we can organize that. So, okay, well. We want the communities to really take ownership and feel that Meskigook Chuzen is theirs and be proud of it and have access to it. So that's one of the things that we're going to have post-construction.
Wow. Okay, great. Thank you. And one more thing, you have a new website.
Yes, we relaunched our website on April 18th. Mm-hmm. Lots of time and effort went into it. I don't know if how many of you have built websites before, but they're not easy. Alas, we've done it. There's still the same address, muwindfarm.com. If you go there, there's lots of information. We wanted to sort of archive the story and the history there also so that, we're imagining when students are going away to university and they want to know information about the project, they're able to write about something that's directly related to them at home. So that website will be there and will remain throughout the life of the project. So over the next 20 years, we'll just keep building on it and add into it. So you can go there, listen to past radio shows, see our chronicles that we put out in the mail, and any updates and announcements that need to be shared with communities are available on there. So I encourage you to go and check it out. Look at the pictures. There's pictures of the construction as it progresses from the beginning, from our groundbreaking ceremony to now. So you'll get to see what's actually happening up there for those of you who don't have the time to go drive up into the woods to see it. So again, muwindfarm.com. Check out the website.
Great. Well, that's a lot of information. I'm sure what the next radio show will have in a few more weeks, there'll be much more to say. So we thank you today, Tara Lynn, for sharing those updates. And of course, a big thank you to our listening audience out there. And we'll be talking to you hopefully at the end of May or early June.
Thank you.